today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The style of dress over there, yes, would be middle of the road murder, she wrote. That's what I would say it is. Carla's game that she used to play with me was because she knows that I'm aware of the audio level, that I'm aware it's going to be loud. And so her game, she said, will you please turn the... And I'm screaming at her. I said, I was just turning. And then she starts laughing because she knew she was going to get that reaction. And I look at her. I said, I'm tortured every day. Do you have to continue to torture me on little things that don't matter? Go get your activewear on and go to your garden.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Major announcement. The money that was raised by the fan club for Rob Spiewak, he took it yesterday and he has left. He is no longer working here.
He's gone.
He somehow, apparently he ran out of the building yesterday, and one of the people who was the last to see Rob, apparently Rob said, F him, I've got my cash. And he did not report for work today. And so... We have contingency plans on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's all we do is contingent.
We are called Mr. and Mrs. Contingency, and that's why Rob Ford has slid into Rob's seat as the permanent replacement for Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rofo, welcome. You've been very patient.
Welcome, thank you. It's great to be here. I've been a fan of the show for many years, and I've been studying the intricacies and all the show dynamics of you all, and I think now I finally have it nailed, so I'm ready to step up to this task.
Listen to that.
That's
a confident young man?
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiastic young man. So, Rob, it's been... I was hoping we could have the farewell show, but... No, we're kidding, of course! Rob is at his 6 a.m. graduation with his daughter, Julia.
Congratulations, Julia.
All right, so I have to... we've got a lot to cover. We've only got Rofo for a short period of time because Rofo... has double booked himself and has to produce another podcast at Podcast Village. Podcast Village, which, by the way, is humming and just every day siphoning more and more talent away from the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a brain drain, Mike.
But I'm part of Podcast Village. Yes. At least Oscar tells me that. And so I am supportive of that endeavor. Later in the week, Oscar will be traveling for Podcast Village. And it'll be Rob and I. And, he's not really gone. Rob's coming back.
No. Yes. But Rob Ford is going on that trip as well.
Yeah, we're traveling together.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And then a plus one. Three total.
You two.
Yes.
All right, boy. Have you been to Houston, Rofo? Have you been to Houston?
I've never been to Texas at all, so Houston is a good place to get started.
I don't think he's been on a plane.
Cut that out.
Now, cut that out. So, Rob's at his daughter's graduation, which... hopefully we'll get to later in the show because I really have not successfully figured out why they do them in the morning. We've got Rofo here. We've got Oscar here. And today, Oscar, the opening of the show, you ran the board flawlessly.
Thank you.
You're wearing 1,500 hats, as you always do. And I have to be honest. In the old days when I was working with Don, when one piece of the puzzle wasn't there, Don was out, I was out. Don would not like it when I was gone. I didn't like it when Don was gone. We took vacations usually at the same time. I like working collaboratively. I don't like it. It's a little different here because I embrace the differences with different people coming in. And I also embrace any screw-ups that happen.
Of course.
When someone's not
we
here.
Root so. for success, but really failure is funnier.
Yeah, and we've got some good people, too. And so, as far as I know, Maddie's producing the show, with the video production and all that. But, she's able to sit in anytime she wants. We've got smart people here.
Yes.
And I'm very, very happy about that. We'll get to the issue of the morning graduation, which I still, All I was doing was looking on Facebook and watching people's threads about it. A lot of people speculating. One person said the superintendent has to be at every graduation. That's not true. Stephen Douglas McIntyre said that. I'm not sure whether that's true or not. And then another person said that they did it because the parents on Friday nights when the normal graduations took place were getting drunk and there were fights. That's not true. There was a fight online. I saw a viral video.
That's a pretty good theory.
Well, but I saw a viral video where there was a fight at a graduation ceremony in the bleachers where, you know, at a high school graduation, one parent said something to another and they went at it. You know, my God, this is as we become more infantile in society, you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more of the parents at Little League. And I just wish everybody would chill. I'll tell you about Florida. And this has just been my preliminary experience with Florida Little League. It was the most chill group of parents ever. There was one a-hole coach, and of course, the team that he had in Little League was the Yankees, and he wore, and this was a Little League. I'm talking about T-ball. T-ball, and the coach had cleats on. If you cannot scream that you're an a-hole more than showing up, and he had the knee socks, and he had
he's suiting
the
up with
cleats.
His son.
And he looked, who's the celebrity? You know who he looked like, really?
Who?
He looked like Sacha Baron Cohen. That's what he looked like. And the kids, the That's kid funny. Would hit the ball off the tee, and dad would, you know, and the dad or the coach would run down the baseline with every kid going, come on, come on, come on. And we all looked at him, you know, because he was such an outlier. But, you know, I think more and more you might have.
That's probably, that's Leesburg. That's Leesburg as a whole.
Well, this was in Florida. You think there are lots of coaches like that?
You take that times 10, and the guys that can be involved because they're not slaying the dragon, they're probably dressing up too in their Nats uniforms, and they're running the bases.
The Modern Family.
I think that when you see a guy who is coaching a T-ball team, and Frankie, shut up!
This is great.
Frankie!
What a great start.
These are the show dynamics I was talking
about. Carla's not here. She's meeting with people at the community garden.
Uh-oh. Meeting.
That's another story.
Can't
I
wait.
Got a lot of crap
I can't
tonight.
Wait. There's so much content.
I don't know who's here. But anyway.
The call is coming from inside the house.
The call's inside the house.
Inside the house.
You know, really, normally having my wife, you know, up here in Maine is a little different for me. It is a little bit scary.
Well, because, realistically, you guys live so far away from everything.
I thought about it last night. I had the window open a crack. I'm watching, what the hell did I watch? I didn't watch Big Little Lies. I watched My Gentleman Jack. And
NBA
then,
Finals?
No, don't care for the NBA. Don't watch the NBA. Don't follow it. Sorry.
It's been the finals have been a slog, so up till yesterday.
Like a slog, like no good games then?
Well, the Warriors have been just losing games up till yesterday where they actually won a game. So it's 2-3, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I wish I could get into it, but all my energy will be directed towards Wednesday night in the Stanley Cup Final. Thank you very much with the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. Sorry, I was, I played hockey. I didn't play basketball. But I had the window open a crack. I'm watching something. I might have been surfing YouTube. That's what I might be doing. And I heard a twig snap. That's how quiet it is up here at night. It's beyond quiet. It's
eerie.
It's eerily quiet up here. And it's just very strange when you hear a little snap. And then I've got my Ring floodlight cam in the back, and the Ring light went on.
Oh.
Now, somebody said it's a notification. Well, there are tons of deer. There's so many deer up here, it's not even funny. If they would, they could harvest deer, and you'd probably end up spending a lot less for a steak if they'd be able to harvest all
those deer.
It might
have been like a moose or something. Don't they have those up there?
They have moose, yes, Rofo. Yeah, yes, that's enough of the moose, Rofo. They have that. But anyway, I forgot talking about.
We're closed.
So it's just, to me, it's great to be in Maine, but there is drama. I will talk about that later on in the show. And for now, it's Rob Spiewak and his morning graduation. It's Oscar where Rob should be. It's Rofo running off to another podcast. It's becoming almost too much to take.
It's too much. It is way too much. And
how
I agree
is it for you? You look like you're exhausted, to be honest.
I am. I told Shannon, I said, when will this stop?
Yeah.
When will this success stop? Like, I just want to take an L and then go and crawl in a hole and take a nap for a week.
Right.
Why
are you excited? Are you excited about your trip to Texas?
Things work all the time to make more work for me.
Yes. I'm just teasing. You know, I think
we're very fortunate, very lucky. And by the way, this does not happen without the fantastic support of the team, not just at the Mike O'Mara Show, but at Podcast Village, which is essentially the same thing.
So you're thanking me?
Yes.
Great.
I'd like to thank you too, Mike.
Thank you very much,
Rofo. Didn't he have some killer voiceovers for that one show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've been laying him in?
I've been laying him in. I've been mixing up your voiceovers. And Mike, I want more from you on these shows.
I want more from those voiceovers, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
But anyway.
Mike, it's a partnership.
I'd sure like to do that.
A partnership.
Love to have, to me, it would be another birthday gift for Michael. That's what I'm looking at, if that was that. But it's not going to happen.
Mike, I got you covered.
That's okay. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Proper conversations have been had.
Yes, let's talk about Houston, just briefly.
Broad strokes. All right, so is it okay to talk about what your project is?
Broad strokes, yes.
All right, so Oscar is not going to be here for a project at Podcast Village that really, to be honest with you, could take a day, but he's taking like 5 days to go down there. So he's going to be gone Thursday, Friday, and Monday. So enjoy your 8-day weekend. I appreciate that. And so he's going down to Houston, Texas, to the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library.
College Station, to be exact, about an hour and a half from Houston.
College Station, Texas.
Yes.
And we all witnessed that library when we watched the coverage of 41's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the honor and the privilege of meeting President George Herbert Walker Bush at the President's Cup. And I was telling Oscar before the show what an incredible guy he was, and his reputation among the staff and people that talked about him on the staff of the golf club where I used to play a lot of golf, talking about what a great guy he was and how he treated the staff. And that's, you just don't have something like that happen with a human being unless it's true. So when the funeral came around, and I think we were all pining for a more genteel time in politics and a more dignified time, he was the picture of dignity. He was a class act. He was a guy who was a great athlete. He was a war hero, and he was someone who was raised to be humble, to you go out and you beat the crap out of your opponent, you're competitive as all hell, and then you don't gloat. You don't brag. It's absolutely just the most distasteful thing you can do is brag about yourself. And that's difficult for a politician.
You do the work.
You do the work. But, you have to self-promote as a politician, mm-hmm. and I think he was probably never all that comfortable doing that because of the generation he was part of. My father was the exact same way. My father was the opposite of a self-promoter. He found it. He was raised to find it distasteful. And you want to talk about the greatest generation and a kinder, gentler time, that is one of the things that was pretty spectacular about these people that died on the beaches of Normandy and fought in the South Pacific and had their planes shot down. And, fathers, that didn't come back, and husbands that didn't come back. In my mother's case, a lot of people were raised, listen, go out there, win, 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 baby. Be competitive, win at all costs. We won that war, saved the world, really, when you look at world history. But they didn't brag about it. And George Bush was like that. And look, I don't care what your politics are. Anybody would argue it's a far cry from where we are today, where the only people that get the attention are the squeaky wheels and the braggadocios and the people that talk about how wonderful they are and throw everything else out the window. It is a time that I look back on being the son of a member of the greatest generation, and I like that. So when Oscar came to me and said he was going to be involved in the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library podcast, I thought it was pretty fantastic. And that's what you've been working on. That's what you're doing. We are honored to have them in the same building as we are. And you've been working with the Bush family, which has got to be something truly special. Probably one of the best things you've done in your career.
It's rarefied air. I put it up to, really the opportunity to work with you on a daily basis. And look, it's I'm apolitical, especially the business is apolitical. We don't get involved in the politics.
You're
side.
Apolitical. You don't get into it. You don't get into the fray. You go out to a watering hole with Todd Moore and me, and I think you basically hide under the table.
I like to watch the fireworks, but I don't get involved from actually throwing the fireworks.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between his fireworks and mine, just so you know. He's insane.
It's not about Todd. It's not
he
about Todd.
He is insane.
You All said right, something that struck a chord in me where there is, as we started engaging with the Presidential Library, which is a true honor, and I think it'll be a great experience for everybody, you said braggadocio. And in a documentary that the Bush family shared with us as we prepared for this trip, it's called 41. It's on Apple TV now. Mm-hmm. He mentions in the first, I would say, 25% of the actual doc, where this is after the presidency, they have him in Maine, and they're talking to him about his life and what he thought his legacy would be. He mentions that his mom would always his mother, 41's mother, would always reinforce that, to say that nobody likes a braggadocio. Nobody likes, nobody wants, don't be a braggadocio. Don't be someone that just talks about themselves all the time. Do the work.
Yeah, you do the work, and you show up, and you know, and also in that same documentary or one of the ones that I watched on HW, he propped up the guys that weren't necessarily as strong and as fast, and as he was a guy that didn't suffer bullies either throughout his life. He didn't suffer bullies, and I think that it was great to watch that funeral. I thought that was something where. You know, we had two guys from the other team, as I like to call Republicans, and it was, you know, it's just you're around a different kind of folk when you're going to be. Just imagine two presidents coming out of one family. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is a real opportunity for you just to be around it and observe it and see how they interact with you. And I hope that you get a chance to meet, the sons, as you may, when you go down to Texas. And I can't wait to hear all about it. And I don't mind us talking about it on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
Although it's not yak, yak, yak funny, it's something where I really am curious about this. Mm-hmm. And I know that Podcast Village and Charlie Burney and you guys are really catching fire. And we're associated with it. And it's a thrill. It really is special. And Rofo, I know you dig it too. You know, this has provided some opportunities for you. So, guys, go down there and stay out of those joints in Texas, okay? You know what I'm talking about?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you could have any painting, what would you pick?
A Van Gogh. Van Gogh.
Me too. I feel some sort of a mystical attraction for Van Gogh. Why is that?
I don't know. I just know he was a great painter and he cut off his ear for a girl that he loved.
That's the kind of thing you'd do for a girl.
I'd really have to like her a lot.
I wonder if Dick would cut his ear off for me.
I don't think you ought to ask him. He's been very busy lately.
Hey, Alan, there's one.
Oh, she's great.
Go on before the room gets quiet. Come on, go on. Give it a try.
It's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe, the hideous, lonely emptiness of existence, nothingness, the predicament of man forced to live in a barren, godless eternity, like a tiny flame flickering in an immense void with nothing but waste, horror, and degradation, forming a useless, bleak straitjacket in a black, absurd cosmos.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Committing suicide.
What about Friday night?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Eagle River, Alaska, to Rancho Penasquitos, California. From Crescent Bar, Washington, to Dykesville, Wisconsin. From Wytopitlock, Maine, to Lima, New York. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MeUndies. Listen to me. I love my MeUndies. My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Great for sports. You're playing golf. You're outside playing tennis. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there. Soft as butter. In my pants! Plus, MeUndies has plenty of style options for both men and women. And men can now try the new boxer brief with fly, which is the same great cut as the MeUndies boxer brief. But now, with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence. Am I right, ladies? There we go. MeUndies, also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. Try their lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, and they're incredible. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And welcome. It's the Oscar and Mike show today. We're delighted to have you along with us. Rofo has just split.
Yes.
Had 25 minutes.
He pulled a Costanza, and he went out on a high note. And he's like, "Well, I can't mess with it." Because if he had stumbled, it would have been grumpy Rofo all day.
Really?
Oh yeah.
If he had
stumbled, if there had been an issue, or if there had been a question that went wrong here, he went out on a high note. He's like, "Oh, my job." He would left.
Well, we didn't even get to him. Damn it! So next time, I will get to him. Hopefully later in the week when you're gone, I'd love to bring him back in.
Please.
Even though Rob is incredibly threatened by it. anyway, welcome to the show, and delighted to have you with us. There is a controversy up here in Maine. My wife is not here right now. She is meeting with one of the leaders of the community garden. You know what? Drama is everywhere. There is a garden up here.
But for those at home.
Yes.
What is a community garden?
Up here, to be honest with you, you're probably asking the wrong guy, but I'll do my very best.
Okay, you tell me what you think it is, and I'll tell you what I know it is in the city.
This is what the way I understand it, that they are... there is a, what's the word I want to use? There is a conclave of citizens up here that live up here, some of them full-time, some of them part-timers, and they have a plot. Well, wait a minute, he's back.
Rob is back.
But now what happened? I thought you were going off to another podcast.
So we just got from the podcast, they have changed their schedule.
Okay, you can stay.
For the recording schedule.
Look at this guy, that's right. Perfect.
Well, now did you do that for us, or did it just work out that way?
It worked out that way.
If it works out that way, Mike, it's God saying, do your work.
One word, serendipity.
Serendipity.
So I will be able to get to you, and I can talk to you a little later?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Then let me get back to the community. Okay, so it's a group of people that are up here. They have a plot of land, and I guess when you prepare the soil and it's one area, the soil can be properly nurtured. And don't ask me about the details. All I know is that my sister says to Carla, you want to get a little plot in there, and you'll have one half and I'll have one half. And Carla's like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then we got here like a week ago Saturday, and Kathy texts my wife and says, did you water it yet? And Carla goes, oh my God, I got to go over there and water it. So Carla's been watering it. She meets a very nice lady down there. And by the way, don't ask me for any detail.
I'm not going to.
You know,
to. I'm not
part
going
of this
to.
Goes in one ear and
yes,
out the
I
other.
Got you.
I'm just knowing that there's maybe a little drama.
It's like a Peanuts cartoon.
and Carla says a lot of people are over there with beautiful gardens, and they also, I think, grow food for the community. So they do that, too. I think there's a community outreach element.
Oh, look
to
at
this,
that.
But don't
quote
hold me to
don't
that
because
I don't know.
Okay.
And she meets a lady that's one of the residents up here that's just super nice and goes over all the stuff with her. And then she's popping there at least every other day to water it, to make sure that the weeds aren't there and everything's going fine. Suddenly, last night, she said, there's drama at the community garden. I said, what? There's drama. She reads me some emails. I'm trying to listen and care. Because I'm trying to be a good husband, so I'm truly trying to say, well, that's interesting. And so I'm hearing what she's and this is it. Carla, as you know, has a uniform, and Carla's uniform that we discussed down in Florida is activewear.
Yes, activewear.
And Carla is, as anybody that's seen her on the show, is a handsome woman. She is she makes an impression, and she's made an impression for our entire relationship. And we have been together. Yes, that was. Was that? Well, they're not misogyny. It's a compliment.
Jesus Christ. You're treating her like an object.
She's very attractive.
Yes.
And she makes a wonderful imprint. When you see her, she's noticeable. You know this. She walks in a room.
She has a presence about her. And then
Carla's beautiful.
And then when you have a conversation, you know that you can tell right away that she's loving.
Handsome personality.
She's very kind. Thank you very much, boys. I appreciate that. There we are. And she has her uniform that she wears all the time. And that is activewear. Well, the garden is not. I've driven by the garden multiple times.
Yeah.
That is not an activewear place.
Well, it's probably the coast of Catalina with the walruses walking around. And then she rolls in. She's like a nice sea otter. And she's just a svelte and living her life.
Well,
right?
I would say that the style of dress over there would be middle of the road Murder, She Wrote. That's what I would say it is.
Some light blouses from the 80s.
By the way, I am doing this. This is not Carla. Telling you what I think. Floppy hats. Seen them.
Overalls.
Driven by overalls. Seen them. And so she goes in with her activewear. And I think perhaps not only is she, you can tell there's a new person, a new kid on the block.
Yes.
And so she says there's drama at the garden. So here's how it goes. Carla goes up to the garden, meets a very nice lady, gives her the ropes, especially about locking the gate a really specific way. So the critters up here, and they're thick up here. I mean, we're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
So the critters don't get into the garden. That's a big deal. It's surrounded on all sides by fencing, and you don't want the critters. And there are critters. There are deer. There are porcupines. There are raccoons.
Hedgehogs.
There are bear. There
mooses?
Are Rofo, enough with the moose. So
does the moose have a sign?
Enough about the moose, Rofo. And so the way I got it is last night there are emails that because of this one very nice lady to Carla, she gets copied on.
Mm.
Which she may not have should have been.
It
seems like someone left the gate open.
Ooh.
And of course, who are they thinking left the gate open? The new girl.
Yeah, the new girl.
The new girl at the garden.
The new activewear girl.
As we speak right now, Carla is in the middle of her orientation for the garden, which she really didn't need. And the lady that's giving her the orientation apparently talked to my sister as well. And that's when I said, oh, that's when you have to be aware. That's when you have to be very aware. Why is she going that route? So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have an update tomorrow where, you know, it's controversy. But my feeling is this. When it comes to homeowners associations, when it comes to clubs of any kind, when it comes to organizations that are, you know, not nonprofit, is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm checking on my community garden that I was a part of that I want to share to see if there's still a effing waiting list for it. Just briefly, continue, please.
All right, so when you don't have people that are out there getting paid to do something. You have a different structure. There can be drama. I've noticed it with homeowners associations. I've noticed it with country clubs. I've noticed that there's a lot of everybody's they like to have these rules. And I think in a situation like a garden, you got to make sure that people aren't stomping around and stuff there. But she didn't leave. She didn't leave the goddamn door open. Okay.
Yeah, so first, let me say that I'm shocked that there's a community garden up there because. Traditionally, in the city at least, which I see there's still a waiting list for the Glover Park Community Garden.
Because there's lack of land.
There's no acreage.
To grow vegetables.
All you have is acreage in Maine. So I don't really understand the concept of having a community garden there.
I probably can get more information, but you're asking the wrong dude.
Because it's the opposite problem, right? All you have is land.
Everybody could probably have their own. You know what? I mentioned that to Carla this morning before she went to her... to her lecture. I'm sorry, her meeting.
Yes.
And she told me that most of the people that are involved in this garden also have their own gardens. So these are serious gardeners.
Well, although my only background is in D.C. when we first moved to Glover. Well, when Shannon first moved to Glover Park, she asked. She wanted to get into gardening. We lived in a condo. I said, "There's a community garden." We waited for a year and a half to get a plot.
So it's a big deal in the city, and I'm sure it's like that in any major city where there's not a lot of land.
It's a big deal, and it's, you know, I guess a collective is what they call it, so everybody has to help.
You know, I'm wondering whether maybe these people, some of these people that moved to the country or come up here during the summertime, perhaps they come from an urban environment.
Oh.
I don't know, but it could be true.
Oh, so it's what they're used to. It's what they're used to.
But I don't know. I don't know them. My God, let me tell you something. If I even look at this garden, it'll probably be driving my car by slowly, looking over there. Looks good. Don't want to be anywhere near it. Don't want to be anywhere near it. I don't like to be anywhere near. I was the president of my homeowners association 25 years ago. I vowed that I will never do that. You know when I'll get involved? I'll get involved when I'm no longer involved in this, okay? This is my community garden. This is my country club. This is where I don't need any other authority over anybody else. I'm happy to make this show available for people. I'm satisfied. Other than that, just give me a golf club, put me on a field, and let me swing, all right? And let me play with my kid. That's it. I don't need any of this crap. I really don't. I don't like commitment to any of these things. I don't. I've been asked multiple times. I'm asked to volunteer for this community and stuff like that. Are you playing music?
Oh, I'm just cueing you for break.
Okay, we don't have to go to break yet.
Oh, I've got a tight clock, Mike. I run a tight board.
Oh, you just stop the music for a second. Sorry. Please
continue. Thank
you. All right, very good. And you got to turn it up because I can't hear it.
Yeah, the fader on the iPad there. You got it.
Yeah.
Knock that up.
Does he normally run the board when you're? Does he run the? Let him run the board. Go over to your place.
No, I can do this. More comfortable. I can do.
Well, I know you've done it beautifully at the tough part of the show. The beginning, you're doing great. What?
Let me add this about the community garden. You can come over here during the break, Rob.
Sure.
And one last thing for me to do. It's nice.
I think that would be good for you.
What I would like to add is when we finally got the plot, we would go and tour, and you know they'd say, "This is your sliver of land." Some lady died. You finally got on the list. Thank you. And what I noticed is they get into this. Am I there?
People are into it. Yep.
They have wonderful furniture out there. They've got a mister that I've only seen in Scottsdale, not just for
That's
the fruit,
cool.
but for the people when they sit there. Radios are playing. And I sit there and I was like, okay. You were forced out of your condo. The city sucks. So, yes, build your Shangri-La out here. That's fine.
I think it's beautiful.
God
forbid. In the middle of the concrete jungle buds will burst.
They're Nazis, though, because if you leave a shovel out or don't close the door, it's the end of the effing world.
This is true. That's the vibe I got.
I remember getting an email that said someone didn't throw away their aluminum cans, and I see the thread coming through, and someone took a picture of the cans that, by the way, weren't just laid out like somebody just had a party. They were just stacked on the little wooden table inside their garden, but they didn't put it in the trash. They didn't take it out.
Big deal.
Looky lose.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I get it. I'm about 60% involved in the conversation when she's given this to me. All right, I'm not sitting there staring. There was a television program. I think we were in between one of those Hulu breaks of The Handmaid's Tale. And by the way, would you like to hear a little impression of the audio on Hulu when you're listening to The Handmaid's Tale?
Please.
I will give you the audio on the show, which is this.
What's up?
A lot of whispering.
Come on. I don't know what's going to do.
Fade to black. Go to commercial. Farmers Insurance wants everyone to know that's the way it is. Thank you, NBC. Thank you, greedy NBC. I have never... Look, we all know that they turn up commercials compared to the content.
Yes.
We all know that. No one does it like Hulu. No one does it. It is it's got to be a 115% decibel increase from commercial to Handmaid's Tale. And Handmaid's Tale, there's a sliver. I'll get to it later. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So with the garden... the way I get it,
yes.
She's met two people who have been wonderful up there. The two people she has communicated with directly, and then there's the woman she's meeting with
today.
That is
the grand poobah.
Simply email, same one that called sister. And we'll see what happens with that.
Now, this is embarrassing.
If I'm a predictor of human behavior, I think I know how it might go.
Also, yeah. Your sister I'm sure that she also knows. She can tell bullies when she sees them. Like, she understands.
Well, but she's pretty plugged into that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a different, you know.
Could Carla set fire to that community garden? Just say when she gets to the meeting and say, I'm out. And would that cause any strife in your life?
It's not because the one thing I did register, and I said, honey, to be honest with you, no one really directly indicated you were the one that left the door open. It could be, in a perfect situation, construed as a general email going out to everybody.
Also, okay? great way to respond to the community with a proactive approach.
That's true. With a proactive, because, hey, this is the way we want everybody to know their P's and Q's. Yeah. And if somebody really makes you angry in a community garden, I wouldn't set fire to it. I'd go out and fertilize it myself, if you know what I mean. Thank you very much. There you go. Now we will take a break. And I do want to talk about television, because there is a program that I've been chirping about for a while that I don't think is getting any kind of real significant buzz based on my feedback. And we'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you back, Rofo.
Informed. Intelligence. Irreverence. Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week is a special show. Mike says something nice about the president. He likes Trump's performance during his trip abroad, but I see deeper problems away from the Klieg lights. Plus, we talk tariffs and why Mike really, really, really doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. You won't want to miss his new description of her as an anthropomorphic insect on speed. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Today is June 11th, and things are hopping at the TMOS Celebrity Birthday Department. It's bananas. Noted mobster Henry Hill would have been 76. He was a good fella. Musician Frank Beard is 70. And here's what's crazy. Frank Beard is the guy in ZZ Top that doesn't have a beard. Nutty, huh? Also, today is the birthday of Peter Dinklage. Birthday numero 50. Quite a little milestone. He's nothing short of legendary. So let's quit. Look at what he did to me while he was gone. He's nothing short of legendary. So let's quit the small talk and not belittle the point. You see, the TMOS bonus show is a lot like Peter Dinklage. It's a little shorter than the regular show, but it's packing more intrigue. You see, each and every week, the TMOS Joy Boys pack 60 minutes of hilarity into just 1 hour. Can you tell he was happy to get a day off?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
They'll never comedically shortchange you. The bonus show means extra TMOS every week for just a tiny consideration, ladies and gentlemen. So, hop on that step stool and click the banner on our website. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, buy our thing, the TMOS bonus show. Reach for the stars, ladies and gentlemen. I just witnessed... You can turn the music down if you don't mind, Rofo. I just witnessed something. That was a wonderful musical chairs segment that I just saw.
The whole control room fell apart.
Rofo and Oscar switching chairs. I felt like I was watching that cartoon Ferdinand that I watched with the bull. Oh my God, I'm hearing clicks and bangs. Anyways, everybody all situated now?
Yes, we're good.
Better over there, Oscar? Do you feel better over there?
I felt like I was doing a great job on the
You
side,
did a great job. You did a fantastic job. You didn't move because you were doing a bad job. You did great.
I actually realized that Rob's system, who, by the way, Rob Ford set up this overall setup for the broadcast because he knows a better way to do it. Rob's system is better than the two iPad approach that Rob Spiewak has. It really is surreal. Where you have a computer and an iPad. And if you don't mind turning up your gate a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm getting onto your mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I can't hear it down here, so it sounds great. Well, I'm glad to have him back because I want to do a little TV talk, and then you know, we got a lot to cover. Yeah, I know you had something you wanted to talk about, but I want to just mention this. And listen, I understand that the show that I really, really like on television right now might not necessarily be the most popular show. The most popular show on HBO was Chernobyl. When we were talking about that, a lot of people were watching that. I don't know, Oscar, if Gentleman Jack is getting the kind of traction, especially now that the finale's over. But I have to tell you, as far as television finales go, bing, bang, boom, nonstop, all the plot lines you were interested in. And they did it in a rapid. This is the tale of two television shows. One that is brand new, that I'm in love with, that I hope they bring back, and I hope we get to see more episodes because it's great. The acting, I think her name is Saran Jones, the lead character in Gentleman Jack, is just magnificent. There's not a bad actor in this. It's a period piece in the 1800s in England, and it is fantastic. And the subject matter, super controversial, a lesbian in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It's magnificent and just tastefully handled, beautifully done. That's it. I cannot possibly sing the praises of a television show more. If you like Downton Abbey and you like it moderned up a little bit with some very, very sophisticated content, you're going to like this. And there's, as I said, there's not a bad acting performance in it. There's so much decent acting going on, and the way they let these actors, you got to just salute the Brits. They know what they're doing.
I got to dive in now. I got a couple episodes in, but you're telling me that it's that good. That good. That fantastic.
I'll give you my sell to you personally. Okay. I also think that she has a way about her that makes her probably one of the most engaging romantic characters on television.
Oh, wow.
She has a demeanor in the way she does it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I've met guys from, you know, and women that adore the show. My wife and I watch it together. It's fantastic. Now to the show that is not living up to the expectations, that's got a lot more buzz, gotten a lot more Emmys, and it features a relative of mine, who, by the way, has been in one scene this year, and that is The Handmaid's Tale. I'm almost to the point. I am almost to the point of the darkness and the brooding and the close-ups and the whispering and the lack of anything really happening other than just whispering and all the psychological intrigue and the close-ups of Elizabeth Moss that they are just ridiculously obsessed with, where, you know, every 5 seconds, this is seriously what I'm deaf, okay?
Yes.
I've had headphones on for 400 years. I'm deaf. I understand that. This is what I hear during the entire episode. And I've got to try, and Carla says, will you turn that down? Will you turn that down? Will you turn that down? And what I'm hearing really is this. Yeah. Because they're all skulking around. And so no one speaks at
the majority of that episode that you're talking about. The volume issue's been there for some time, and it's
horrible. It's gotten horrible
worse.
Audio.
I feel like it's gotten worse.
It's terrible.
Also, Shannon was watching the latest episode, and I sat there. I said, their production cost for this episode must have been so low, because all they're doing, they have like three different rooms that they're filming in, that they're going in and out of. I'm like, did they run out of money? Are they saving up for something big later on?
They're certainly paying writers. They're not paying writers
because
it's a lot of music videos of sitting on the beach looking sad and smoking a cigarette with the old mother that got her finger chopped off. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ. And then my wonderful cousin comes in. And she's been, you know, almost stabbed to death by one of the other handmaids. And she, you know, you can understand her because she's a theatrical lady. And you can, I want more. I want my cousin back. You know, my cousin ducks into one scene to, you know, to hit Elizabeth Moss with a cattle prod. And that's the only exciting moment we had. and it's just, it's on and on. So it's just a tale of two. And I don't know.
It's got to get better. It's a slow start.
Such a slog.
Slow start.
It's such a total slog. But I have faith. A television program in this age of binging that we all live in. And by the way Hulu's doing it, the great greed of Hulu is to what? release three at a time and then wait another week. And then, so you can't really binge
if
you want to blast them all out in a weekend.
They, for these new run shows, they'll just lay them on you once a week, depending on how.
Because they want to ka-ching it. Yeah. They want to ka-ching it.
This
feature is not activated. You cannot fast forward. F you.
I don't understand how in the world. I get that the television volume situation between the commercials and the actual show, the body of the show, you can't really. I want to believe that the technology isn't there for them to fix that. But if you got a digital feed. And you can just go in and see how the volume's laid out instead of like dynamically inserting ads at volume levels that are 10 and the show's at 5.
It's insane. I hope somebody's out there.
Like on a WAV file, Mike, they should just be able to pull it down to compress so it's all at the same level. And by the way, isn't there a law here on 2020 that all these networks are supposed to maximize their efforts to actually bring the volume level at commercials down to match the actual shows?
And on top of that, and this is the little game that my wife plays with me, is somebody offering something?
Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, I think that only applies to television. With internet streaming, I don't think the FCC rules apply.
I think he's spot on with that. I think he's absolutely telling the truth with that.
And if adult videos can do it, people, there's a pre-roll on everything. If they can do it, we can do it.
I now, for the entire run of The Handmaid's Tale, I get it. I have my hand on the mute button. So when they go to commercial, I don't listen. And this is what they should know about advertisers. Because anybody who's watching it,
you're
like I'm watching,
hear the message.
And I have a soundbar. Yeah. I have a soundbar. So I've got I'm doing the best I can with my TV. Carla's game that she used to play with me was because she knows that I'm aware of the audio level, that I'm aware it's going to be loud. And so her game, she said, will you please turn the, and I'm screaming at her. I said, I was just turning. I was. And then she starts laughing because she knew she was going to get that reaction. And I look at her. I said, I'm tortured every day. Do you have to continue to torture me on little things that don't matter? Go get your activewear on and go to your garden. So anyway, I mute it and that's it. So it's something that drives me nuts. But when you have a show that I'm so enthusiastic about, like Gentleman Jack, and it goes away. It's so funny how we get engaged with our entertainment.
Yeah, if there's
you start there, having conversation. Carla says, "Does this mean a year? Does this mean we're going to have to wait a year?" I said, "Well, it's kind of the way it works, right? They come back next season, right?"
That's a Succession on HBO. They start promoting it now. It's August 24th, if I'm not mistaken.
They do that.
Why show me that if it's in August?
They want to keep you recurring. They want to keep getting that monthly premium that you're talking about, Mike.
Why are pre-rolling this and I got to wait? They've got my money. They should have some sort of a program that says this is the guy's a rube. He's paying every month. He's not going anywhere. Stop teasing.
Will you, for me, in the next show or two, will you do a dive on Gentleman Jack? Find out if it's got traction and if it's doing well. Because I'd love to see Rob book the lead on that show.
Yes.
I think we could probably get her.
I'd like to see
on the
Rob
show.
In studio.
Come on.
You're going to have to get that report tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be next week.
Hey, before we go to break, very briefly, I didn't mention it, and a couple of people let me know they wanted me to mention it, but I was aware of this David Ortiz situation. I'll tell you something, as a lifelong Boston Red Sox fan, and being aware of what this guy means to the city, and David Ortiz over the weekend Sunday evening, shot in the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo in a restaurant down there in a bar. And I watched the grainy video on BostonGlobe.com, Boston.com, and everybody reeling. There are not many guys that come along, with his athletic credentials and what he did. He'll go down in history. I don't think anybody will ever touch him as the greatest clutch hitter in the history of the Red Sox. But beyond that, I was actually at the game where the Red Sox came on the field after the Boston Marathon bombing. I was there when David Ortiz made his speech and said, "This is our effing city." And we were sitting up there in section nosebleed. And I looked at my brother-in-law. I said, "Did he just say what I thought he said?" Yes, he did. It was just, he's bigger than life. And they flew him back last night from the Dominican Republic to, I think he's going to be at Mass General, where he's getting some treatment for being shot point blank in the back, which appeared in every way that I saw it as a hit. For some particular reason, and they're still getting to the bottom of it. We'll have the details coming up on News You May Not Need. But This is a guy that, you know, transcends sports, and everybody really cares about him because of just the kind of human being he was, his joy for the game, his joy for life. And he comes to us years and years ago, I think in 2003, from the Minnesota Twins, and suddenly the world changes for the Boston Red Sox. So he means a tremendous amount to the people of that city, and I wish him a speedy recovery. I hope hope he does well. Sounds like he is doing all right. But
the idea
you know,
that he was even able to survive this is a testament to the people in the Dominican Republic, the doctors there. I mean, they had to remove his gallbladder just to stop the bleeding right away.
Yeah, amazing. You never know. Very, very tough time for the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Just in the last month, the stories coming out of that place, people getting attacked at resorts, people getting poisoned.
People dying.
People dying. It's just, you know, they got to get their act together and figure out what's going on, because that's got a tremendous tourist operation down there. That's part of their economy, but that's another story. So get well soon, David Ortiz. We'll keep you posted on that. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, a little Rofo and Oscars world when we return.
From Moscow. This is your Russian BFF Vladimir Putin. Here in Mother Russia, all is well. Comrades are enjoying temperate climate, cordial government, and much cabbage and state-provided cheese. Never you are hungry. Everything we have here, except for one thing. We do not have O'Mara Mike Show podcast. State-controlled internet is limited to WebMD and right-wing game compulsive. Lucky for you, you can get personal and close-up contact with Mike, Robsky, and Mario on November 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Most Excellent Zippo's headquarters. Get tickets at MikeOMeraShow.com. This is second show that is different from first show. Go to both. You'll be glad you did. That was funny, yes? Russia for Russians and TMOS for all. Nostrovia.
Thank you, Vlad. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. Subscription boxes are the rage, so what about a subscription box for your kids that helps them to change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. Now, you've heard of STEM. How about STEAM? Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Yes.
Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts and tested by kids. This gets your kids thinking. It contains all the supplies needed for that month's project. Excuse me. Sorry. Easy to follow instructions, written for kids, and an educational magazine so the learning continues. KiwiCo has 7 lines of crates, so there's always something age appropriate. Now, they break it down into all the different age groups, and it's really amazing what you can do with your kids. And you can do this for a long, long time. He loves this. By the way, he wants the claw. That's for people that know about KiwiCo. I'm into KiwiCo, so you'll know. He wants the quaw, KiwiCo. He's going to get it. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. Just for our listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. You had mentioned something to me in the pre-show, Oscar, that you wanted to talk about. And, you know, I know you're traveling to Houston, Texas, but there's something else you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I pride myself, and we've talked about this in the show in the past to an extent, that I pride myself in finding deals. And deals online, whether it be from Craigslist or eBay. And I've been doing this since, I would say, 2005. And my first eBay transaction ever was for a cell phone that was sent to Ding Dang. And I said, all right, I've sent the phone. Give me your money. It's somewhere in Asia. And I never got the money, which was a hard lesson to learn, because that's before eBay would tell you, hey, don't send anything internationally.
Yeah, you've always been so daring with this. It's been amazing how you you dive into these things with Craigslist and with eBay. Like, you know, it's terrifying to me. I've never
so
done it in a million
the
years.
Game has changed in this marketplace world where you have. You can go on Let Go, which is an app where people put the stuff they want to let go from their home with a geo fence, which is your radius, 2-3 miles. You can decide how far you want to go to get someone else's leave-ins or junk or what they're moving. And we get a lot of this.
He's buying something again, Rofo.
We get a lot of this.
I can't wait.
We get a lot of – well, Rofo always benefits, so he's a big winner. Anytime something new comes in, he's like, oh, let's try this out.
Yeah.
And what we get a benefit from is there's a lot of military in our area, and they're always being restationed. So you always get this like, hey, I'm leaving in a week. Come get it. X amount of dollars.
Okay.
Fair dollars. But you don't have to deal with this like really back and forth. Like I'm not driving to Pennsylvania to pick up a record player for $50. That's not my life. I'm dealing in thousands.
Yeah, but you're a bit of a shopaholic on these things. You like a good bargain.
Well, yes, if I'm saving thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, tell me what it is. I'm dying. What are you getting? That's got to work.
Well, I don't know.
Another television?
Well, I don't know if I'm getting this because I'm on the brink, Mike. I think this is actually
something
illegal going
on. I'm dying to know. You're killing me. What is it?
There is an LG wallpaper television. Remember that day we were talking about
this? How many televisions does this man buy?
He has been talking about this dumb wallpaper TV for so long.
So
how many inches? Is this the like 100-inch one?
You should know that. These televisions, but most of the stuff I buy goes into the company, like because we need it for production services.
Right.
And we're opening a new location downtown.
Right.
So I'm starting to gather all the pieces together, and I certainly don't want to pay full freight. So
I get it.
I go and I find this, and I start writing this gentleman. I said, look, I'll give you this offering. This wallpaper television is a couple years old. So
now this wall, just to make sure, wallpaper television, you have to wet the back and stick it to the wall. Is that right?
I would say take a moment on your computer if you can and type in LG wallpaper television.
Okay.
All right. It's space age. And if you're building a set, it would be fantastic on a set.
Okay.
For talent to stand in front of or to use. So I write this gentleman.
How big?
It's 65 inches. Not too big. Like we're not talking about 88 or anything. So at 65 inches, I'm like, all right, this is roughly $3,000 off its retail cost. It's 2 years old. There's two models that have been built since then. I'm going to write this gentleman and give him what I think is a lowball, respectful offer. And then if he comes back, that's fine. So I write him. He says, Don.
Is it really that thin?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. It reminds me of when, what the hell's wrong with my phlegm generation here? It reminds me of when we went to CES, Consumer Electronics
Show.
That's
the first time I ever saw it, Mike, and that was a prototype years ago.
That's really
It's special. Out on the market now. We're going into its third generation.
Look how beautiful that is.
See, it's like looking at a hot chick for me. I don't care about
and
women.
And we'll make an office or a podcast village look really, really good.
I got
good.
No libido, Mike. I got gadgets, right? So
that's good, good. But they are expensive. They're all multi. I see one here for one LGA signature for 77 inches, $14,000.
Yeah, so again, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, my offer is in the low, very low single digits.
Okay.
I'll give you
$2,999.
No, $2,000 is my offer for what it was a $7,000 television. It's used, it's somewhere else. I don't know what this guy's situation is.
Well, he's not in the military, but he's got a TV.
For
like that.
$2,000, he says.
Plus he's a contract killer. Ooh, don't get a TV from him. Oh my God. Oscar Santana's been kidnapped. Oh my God, he didn't get the wallpaper television.
For $2,000, which is, I would say, a steal of a deal. And that,
steal of a deal.
That word will come into play a little later. I just throw it out there. He responds within the hour. He says, done deal. Where are you located? I'm like, well, I'm located in Northwest. I want to bring it to the office. And I said, before we move forward with this, I know that there are a few quirks and humbars about this television that could be found in some early generation because I've done the research. I said, are you having a deal with burn-in? Or do you have an issue with this? And I said, no, the screen's absolutely perfect. We're good to go. I said,
he says that to you.
Yes. Do you mind?
You said I said, and it sounded like you were selling it. So I just want to make sure. Okay.
Well,
all right, go ahead. Thank you. I'm listening. I'm paying attention.
I said, do you have the television registered with LG for the manufacturer warranty? And he said, absolutely. Here's the serial number. So I said, okay, this is going well. We are in the right direction.
Sounds very prepared.
Prepared. And I and then I say, do you have the receipt from your original purchase? Because I think that that is important within the parameters of buying something
online.
You know
what I'm picturing for some strange reason is the general once again in Dancing with Wolves. You know, I've just peed my pants. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. So just in case he's insane, does he have that information?
So this is where it gets hairy, and I love your all's take on this.
Yes.
So he doubles down on, he goes, I'll look for the invoice, which is not what I receipt, invoice, whatever. But you should know that I did buy the extended warranty through LG, so I have that. But I'll look around for the invoice. I'm at work right now. I get off at 5 o'clock. And this is, I was like, all right, you know, let's see what happens.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. I try, he goes, could you mind giving me a call around after 5? So I call, no answer. I need some thin phlegm in my life.
Right.
And I said, I called, I typed back to him. I said, hey, I called, write me back. Could you send me a picture of the receipt or some transaction? I could make sure that this is all on the level. He said, I actually don't have the receipt for this television.
I wouldn't be totally freaked out by that.
But what I do have is
a picture of the van that he got it out of?
A picture of the extended warranty, which he did send of hit when he put the serial number in and it comes up. I can actually track it myself.
Yeah, he said, but anybody can get that from a stolen television.
And I actually can't find the receipt, and I can't even go into the system and get one printed out because I work in the business, he says, of, I guess, television. He names a store. He goes, and the prior establishment that I used to work with is closed. And I said, closed?
Oh, I'm beginning to understand how he got the television.
And I said, he goes, yeah, you remember H.H. Gregg? And I said,
H.H. Gregg, I did a remote when I worked on the Edge. 4 people came.
So I said, yes. He goes, I used to work there, so I got it there. So there's like, I can't even get a receipt if I wanted to go to the store. So he says, I'll buy a new warranty on top of the warranty we have now, extending this warranty, which I don't even know if you can do.
I'm cool with that so far. I'm with you on that.
He goes, what do you think? And I said, I'm at work. I was like, let me think about this. So,
is there more to this?
I'm at a crossroads.
Because we have to break. Can we come back and finish this?
Yes.
Can we do that?
I'm at a crossroads.
Let's take a break now. We'll finish your story, and then we'll do news you may not need, and then we'll go
done
home.
Done deal.
All right, very good.
Go Let's home. Do you this. Are home, Mike.
I am. Oh, that's right. I am home. I just have to go downstairs. And we will take a short break. We'll find out because it sounds like, you know, he wouldn't be talking about it if something didn't happen. And Oscar loves the struggle and likes putting his life in danger. So we'll take a break, come back with the rest of this on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Ad, interest, drunk, asshats. Ad, do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are, because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you. That's my name.
I love that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Clutter. Whether you're moving to a new place, having a baby, or just doing the Marie Kondo thing, you're probably looking to free up space. Meet Clutter. It is the world's largest on-demand storage provider. Clutter means zero effort. Just schedule a pickup, and Clutter will be there to pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility. The best part? Clutter's price match guarantee means you get the lowest possible monthly storage rate. It's a great new company.
Oh, yeah.
You need your stuff back easy. Just let Clutter know, and they'll bring it right to your door. You don't pay more for packing or delivery. It's all included in Clutter's low monthly rate. Experience the future of storage. It's called Clutter. Now, listen to this. To get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/TMOS, that's $50 off, all right? That's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving, online inventory management, free pickup and delivery, and price match guarantee. You bring your stuff to Clutter, They put it in their storage facilities. They give you a great rate for storage, and you can get it brought to you whenever you want. See why Clutter is better and get $50 off your first month at clutter.com/TMOS. That's clutter.com. Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout and then get ready to enjoy the modern method of storage. So many people need it. It's such a big deal. We love Clutter. You will too. All right. Well, when last we checked, Oscar was buying a 700-square-inch television that sticks to the wall like wallpaper. And but you were there, some warning signs, some red flags have gone off with this transaction. But it sounded to me, if I heard the guy's got a warranty, he worked at like a big box store, and maybe he got it when they closed. But you, there's something going on here, right? You feel like there's something amiss.
Well, I lose receipts all the time, so like. That wouldn't even be a problem for me.
So it wouldn't be a problem for you, but if somebody asks, well, and I've done this before, I've sold stuff online. I always send, I'll find my credit card transaction and show them. Like, it's like, this is where
And you
I
can
paid.
Get a receipt that way if you paid for
yes.
it.
Oh, yes.
The line item.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
I'll take all day. What also, another layer to this was that he mentioned, and our subsequent conversation is, all right, this TV is regularly, roughly, let's say, on the market now for $7,000 because it's this new Highline deal.
Right.
I'm buying it for two, so I already know that there's a lot of give I have to give to this, or something's wrong with the television, one or the other. We got to find out.
Because of the what it retails for and what you're going to get
it for. And I ask him, I'm like, it's the old adage, the deal's too good to be true. I write him, I say, do you have time just to like walk through it with like a FaceTime deal? He's like, no, like my schedule's crazy. I can definitely meet you somewhere and like we can do the transaction. Where like I'm not.
Can he meet you somewhere where he can plug it in? Because that's a big deal.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Where I'm
okay.
Because what are you going to give me a piece of poster board? And I'm hoping that it'll boot up when I get to the office. That's
Oscar,
not going to work.
I'm going to meet you in the middle of a farmer's field. Hello, Oscar. Thank you for the check. Now going to die.
Which I have done for cell phones, and I'll never do again. You never meet at a loading dock. You never meet, which I have done and thought I was going to die.
You have been through these transactions.
These sweaty
that
handshakes
I would
get
never,
sweatier yes. when you don't have proof of actual, not just purchase, but that the product works. So
you go to a yard sale. If somebody's selling electronics, they're going to have access to an outlet where you can turn it on.
Can I plug in this coffee machine?
I know that. I had yard sales.
Yeah, you did.
SOP. SOP. Standard operating procedure.
You're also looking for picture. There's missing pixel or anything like that. And I said, well, look, I have to be able to see this. And he says, well, you can come on down to his place. And I said, well, that smells like a robbery ready to happen.
Where's he located?
He's not close. He's not close.
Anacostia!
No. Think of the other direction, Mike.
West Virginia!
Bingo!
I live on the top of a mountain with guns.
Closest part, enough to say, let's meet somewhere.
Jefferson County?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
Really?
And then he says,
where they have all the H.H. Gregg stores.
That's what he says.
If you don't want a TV.
I'm getting a little hinky too.
If you don't want a TV, do you want a washing machine?
Yeah, so he said, and can I add this? No BS. I've been to H.H. Gregg. They didn't sell these televisions. They just didn't. That's right.
They'd sell, like the best you could get would be like a Samsung 75 inch or something like that.
They weren't selling these Highline.
A lot of Vizios.
Yes. So if they're not selling them, and that's where he bought it, if they even carried it, I don't know if the story adds up.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you're welcome to Jefferson County. Hey, everybody. Come and get your TV set. Come and get your TV set. Yes, sirree. I painted it myself. Yes, I got a paper mache. Go on your wall. Wallpaper. Sorry. So what happened?
So right now, where it stands is... this gentleman, because he has such a busy schedule, and by the way, he works at another television company, which is also kind of dicey because I'm like, all right, did this fall off the truck at H.H. Gregg or fall off the truck at this new, this big warehouse store for televisions?
Is it around D.C. or is it Best Buy?
Yeah. No, it's around D.C.
Okay, it's a DC one.
Yeah, I'll text you the name.
Wish I lived up there. I give them all to you right now because I watch TV. You know,
it's not the small screen store.
It's not the small screen.
It's not the small screen store.
It's not the small screen store. But if there was a cousin to the small screen store,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get that info, and he goes, "My schedule's packed," and seems like a nice enough guy via text. And I just don't know at this point. Like my gut says, this is already kind of hinky. And even if you could power it up and throw it.
You are the bass, Oscar. You are the bass, and he is the jelly worm. And the jelly worm, you know it might be a fake, and you're looking at that, but boy, do you want to bite that jelly
he
worm.
He wants it.
You want to bite that jelly worm so bad, and he's going to hook you. I know you want it badly, because when you say things, and he seems like a nice guy.
Via
text, he seems like he's a super nice guy. You know, it's like, welcome to Jefferson County. Listen, the TV's down in the barn behind the oil drums. There you go.
Down here, sir.
You know the scene in Goodfellas where Dr. Melfi goes.
Further,
she looks
further,
back
keep
at
going,
me.
Keep going.
So where does it stand? Where does it stand right now?
I have hit pause by saying, okay. "Look, man, busy at work. Looks like you're busy as well. Let me readdress this in 24. I said a couple days. 24 to 48 hours. So I ask you as a friend now. You've heard everything. What do you think?
The price point you're talking about, if he really wants to sell it, he should come to your place of business.
And set it up. Yeah.
And then you will give him the cash right there.
Yes.
What do you think, Rofo? Right? I mean, have him bring it out to the village. And if he doesn't want to put that, it's too hinky. It's too much money for that. You know, and it's a television that's lightweight. It's not like it's a big deal for
him
to do that. I mean, you have to have obviously an SUV to bring it out, but you know, but
this thing, the screen folds.
Does he work? Do you know where he works?
Oh, I know where he works.
Does he work in the, he doesn't
in
work
the DC
in Jefferson
metro
County.
Area, yes.
He works in the DC metro.
Yeah.
Or go to his place of business, or go to a neutral
location.
Well, I don't
think he wants to take it back to that place of business.
Oh, he doesn't want, because he's working at the TV place.
You see, I think
so he probably doesn't want to drive in with that, too. Oh, I don't know. It's difficult.
I kind of think that, in a perfect world,
you
he
can
would
spot
come
a deal.
Here. He would come here. This is a great deal. So I would like to offer my services.
Okay.
To go to Jefferson County, West Virginia. I did go to West Virginia University. I've been itching to get back into the state where I spent four of the golden years of my life.
Wow.
I'd like to scout the location in Jefferson County.
Yes.
Make sure everything is safe. Make sure everything is good to go. I will be willing to go into the cellar.
Go
to
at
go
night.
Get the TV.
Go at night, Rofo.
I think
it's
a great
night.
Idea. The traffic will be lighter.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
You're going to go to Recon?
I will go to Recon, to his warehouse, and if everything checks out, come on out, bring the check, and we'll be good to go.
Also, there's something to be said, Mike. There's a certain way that this television should be mounted. And there, you can look at it two different ways. When you walk into someone's house,
well,
Mike,
I know if you go to West Virginia, there's something in the way you should be mounted. I think that's what's going to happen.
Have you ever seen a television that's just sloppily put up and you're like, ugh. Like, why would you even mount it on the wall?
Yeah, it's the one in my bedroom at home where we used a handyman. And he put the level on it. He put the level on it like six times. I said, I don't give a shit what the level looks like. The TV is crooked.
Thank you.
I've been there. I think, Rofo, I think you're well-intentioned. I think
can't
it's got to be.
I can't put him in
it's got to be
way.
Two people. It's got to be two people.
Yeah, a team. Or he's got to deliver.
A safety buddy.
Yeah. Pony, you've done this. What do you think?
I think it sounds sketchy. If you're willing to take the risk, I bet the television works.
Yeah.
I just don't.
How long?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's really no way to tell. But ultimately, what it comes down to for me is, are you willing to receive something that
this
might
is
be
the
stolen?
Same situation I was in, and I kid you not. Sometimes a girl is so hot, and you know that, man. Like, is that a pimple or is that something else, like, on her face? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you start weighing, you're
hit
like...
Hit the misogyny alarm
like,
for him,
okay,
too.
Okay, this is when I was a single man. And then you're like, that looks like just this little acne. It's nothing crazy.
It's a herpes. You know, it's a herpes.
You know, that probably is an ingrown hair. I shouldn't worry about that. She's so hot.
Right.
This TV is so hot.
I know. You want it, but you got to get out there. Two people have to go to get it, or he brings it to you. Listen, you're the purchaser on your terms.
I make the rules.
You make the rules. Don't worry about it. You don't have to kiss this guy. You're paying him a lot of money. And why is this TV so cheap? Tell him to take care of you.
I asked him. Come out to- he's upgrading to a larger television.
Oh, that might be a lie, too. What's this thing, 65 inches? Like an 80-incher or something like that?
But if he works at a television store, he should get a killer deal, so he shouldn't have to sell this to actually get a killer deal at a bigger a bigger TV.
Well, size matters. Anyway, I wish you the best
of
luck.
We'll let you know how this hot chick works out.
Please let me know. And, I appreciate that. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, this is Tom Brokaw. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Las Vegas show. More details from the TMOS Las Vegas show business headquarters. Here's a list of things that will not be happening at the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. To be clear, the following events have been canceled. Matty Masiello's 2 Yards of Beer Bar Crawl, The Grease Man's Jokes of Yesteryear, Sports Seminar, Sluts and Putts, Choosing a Lady Caddy, Pushy Broad, An Evening with Merle Rogers, Tasteful Tattooing with Eric Zoolander, brought to you by the Neosporin Corporation. The Glass is Half Full of Poison, a Jimmy Cerrito Optimism Clinic. Todd Moore's Make America Great Again Prayer Breakfast. The Bob Spiewak Hotel Room Modeling Search. These are events that are not happening. And Lena Gilmore's It's Not Academic. Management regrets the inconvenience. However, we can confirm that on November 16th, 2019, the TMOS crew will be in the Zappos corporate headquarters with the best show in Vegas. Night 2, all new. Tickets on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com, but only while they last. So if you missed out on the first sold-out show, this is your big chance. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos, ladies and gentlemen. News. The Red Sox sent an air ambulance to pick up David Ortiz and bring him back to Boston for additional medical treatment. He got in there last night. There were reports that the bullet miraculously missed all his major organs, but that's only partially true. Doctors had to remove his gallbladder and part of his intestine. His liver and small intestine were also damaged. The Red Sox asked fans to observe a moment of reflection shortly before a game against the Texas Rangers at Fenway Park last night. They posted a message on the video board saying, "We send our love to David Ortiz." David's assistant claims David was the target and that he was shot by a hired gun. He said, quote, "The robbery motive was discarded, and there's no doubt it was an act of hitmen. It is under investigation, and we hope it will be concluded to their satisfaction." The rarely reliable British tabloids claim that the hitman was hired by an unnamed drug lord who wanted revenge because David was having an affair with his wife. Of course, that's just an unsubstantiated rumor at this point. The New York Post put out some quotes David made 4 years ago talking about how dangerous the Dominican Republic has become. That's a shame. They're
sad.
Great people.
It's sad.
It's a wonderful part of the world, and it's a shame that it's gotten
also
dangerous, but, you know, economic opportunity. These places get dangerous.
What's this day coming to where a drug lord loses his girlfriend?
Thank you. Thank you for validating the British tabloids, Oscar Santana. Appreciate that. People magazine seems to be trying to insinuate something without coming right out and saying it, because while they don't bring Lady Gaga into it, ladies and gentlemen, they are blaming A Star Is Born for breaking up Bradley Cooper and what's her name? Irina Shayk?
Last week's news. That's her name, Mike.
last week's news, the so-called source. Well, People still on it. They tell People that, quote, Bradley was emotionally absent during the long time filming A Star Is Born. They tried to save the relationship, but it had changed. Remember at the Oscars when they're up on stage together and they look like they were going to do it on the piano?
To clarify, this just broke. So this is timely. She is last week's news because apparently, as you just said, and I've taken a deep dive in this, where... Yeah. Everybody thought Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were, look, they were sleeping with each other. There was so much chemistry, because of the way they presented themselves on TV. And then everybody went on in front of, by the way, his girlfriend and mother of his child, sitting there watching this happen.
Yeah, kind of awkward.
Right?
Kind of awkward. Yeah. Yeah. Very strange. Another source claims Bradley and Irina were living separate lives leading up to the breakup. Quote, if he was in LA, she's out of town. If she was in town, he was out of town. So,
I don't think it's shocking that someone could be on screen and have such great chemistry and then you lose your place in your relationship. It happens all the time in Hollywood.
Well, it is a occupational hazard for actors and actresses, especially if they're pretty. Olivia Culpo. Do you know that name, Oscar Santana?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar.
She tops this year's Maxim Hot 100. Don't feel too bad if you don't know who she is. She's not super famous, but she was Miss Universe in 2012. Mm-hmm. She parlayed that into a career as an Instagram model, fashion designer, an entrepreneur, and actress with roles in The Other Woman, I Feel Pretty, and a few other things. She also dated Nick Jonas, Tim Tebow, and Danny Amendola. As for this latest honor, she says, quote, it's honestly something I've always dreamed of since I was so little. It's really humbling, and she is unbelievably gorgeous.
Crazy as a day is long as well. Danny Amendola.
You've got to hit the alarm for yourself when you're saying it late. You need like 10.
These are facts, Mike. And Maddie knows as well, by the way. She's shaking her head because she's saying, what do you know about this, Maddie?
Oh, no. Everybody says she's crazy.
I'll tell you why.
She can be crazy.
Danny Amendola.
Like I guess I need the misogyny alarm.
Look, hot girls, they can be nice, but they also can be crazy.
Okay. Then
Danny Amendola goes online after they just broke up like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
The man, this is a Super Bowl winning NFL, will probably end up going to the Hall of Fame.
Very talented receiver.
He's an icon in his own right now with the Dolphins. Had a great run with the Patriots.
Sure.
The man spills the beans on how crazy she is in a post where he's like, the sex was great. We had a good time, but she's crazy. And then he lists the ways like a surgeon and a playbook of what went wrong.
That's why I brought it to the table.
Thank you.
I knew you'd do a deep dive on it. Thank you very much. Wallet Hub has just ranked all 50 states for the most fun places to visit to the least fun. The rankings are based on 26 different categories. The categories are number of attractions, fairs, state parks, amusement parks, quality of beaches, scenery, restaurants, bars, music festivals, and casinos. The 10 most fun states are, in this order, California, numero uno, Florida, hello Florida, number two, New York, Washington State, Colorado, Nevada, Minnesota, Pennsylvania got there.
Whoa.
That's pretty interesting. Oregon and Texas. Here are the 10 least fun. You were just talking about.
The trifecta.
Number one, not fun, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Number two, Mississippi, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Well, it's a cold state. I mean, you can only ski or snowboard so long, I imagine.
Arkansas, Alabama, Connecticut, my home state. Mm. Thanks, Mom and Dad. New Hampshire and Kansas. It's interesting, those two New England states, because they're gorgeous, but there's just not a lot going on.
The weather's tough in New England. I'm shocked that Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. weren't on the not-so-fun states. Because
I feel like
we've done everything. And there's nothing left.
And you're far away from the beach.
Yes.
And now a little something. A 20-year-old guy named Fabrizio Jimenez from Newport Richie, Florida, was pulled over around 4:30 a.m. on Sunday. The cops noticed he had some white powder on his nostrils. So they ran a field test on the powder. And yes, it was cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. But Fabrizio had an excuse. According to the police report, he attempted to tell deputies that the cocaine on his nose was not his.
Oh, no.
He couldn't explain why someone else's coke was in his nose. Plus, he had a small bag with more cocaine on him and a huge bag of weed and Xanax, too. He was arrested for felony narcotics possession. When asked how he could prove the coke wasn't his, he said he needed some witnesses who worked at WAVA in 1986. Thank you. There we go. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Oscar, you did a great job. Thank you, Rocco, for sitting in.
Are we done? We're done.
We're done. That's the end of the show. That was fun. I hope you appreciated it. And Rob Spiewak, congratulations to Julia. Hope you had a great graduation day. Rob will be back tomorrow. The whole gang is back here. And we'll see you for another brand new show, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, tickets are still on sale for TMOS Live, our 10th anniversary spectacular second show. We added a show because Friday night is sold out. Tickets still available, Mike, for our Saturday night show.
We are 72% sold out for Saturday.
All right. The way this normally works, folks, it's going to be one particular weekend is going to come up where people have been waiting and they're ready. So I don't want to see you get shut out. So please don't delay.
Get on it.
We sell these early because they go early. And yeah, so we got
everybody to make it. They can make it.
Under 30% of the tickets are left. So please go this weekend and get your tickets when you're free. And we'd love to see you on November 16th at the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
As we can all see, it's a lovely day, which would seem to indicate that the night is over.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
And while true love will follow you forever.
Goodbye, duties.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.